This recording, England 92, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Sarah Perry was a veterinarian nurse who had been working at an old zoo in the deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That was much nearer to her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her effects were futile. In no time, the goose began to stir. Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. "I was born in Manchester, 1933. My father had a dairy farm. I started school at 5 years old, went to kindergarten. When I got into first grade, World War II started. All the children in the big cities were evacuated. I went to stay with relatives in Cheshire, stayed a few months, then back home to Manchester as the bombing had eased in Manchester. But we did have an air raid now and then. I had lots of friends, went to the pictures once a week to see the Hollywood film stars, which brought us out of the doldrums of the war. Took part in sports, which I enjoyed. I also loved art classes in school. And anyway, when I was 12 years old, I took the 11 plus, and I'm afraid it wasn't very successful. So I continued on at school until I was about 15. And then I went out to work and worked for quite a few years until I finally got married. And I married an American. And that's how I came to California, to sunny California, which was a very good thing to do, I thought anyway, in my life. Then I continued. I had 2 boys, Michael and Daniel. And as time went on, of course, they got through their schooling, and then they got married and had children of their own. And now I have 6 grandsons, and I enjoy all of them.